That's our focus today. And our focus today before we pray is extra mile in obedience. Extra mile in obedience. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 41, the scripture we have been considering says, "And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him two." And that's the word of the Lord Jesus. We are still looking at some deep things about that word, even this afternoon. Now, Jesus said, whoever will compel you, you know, to go a mile, go twice. Now, part of what he's saying may be extra mile in obedience. So, I'd like you to please take note of what I want to share with you. Genesis chapter 26. That's going to be our focus. Genesis chapter 26. And there was a famine, I read from verse 1, in the land, beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar, and the Lord appeared unto him. God is going to appear to somebody by his word here right now. And said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham your father. And I will make your seed to multiply. Will somebody say amen to that? As the stars of heaven, and will give unto your seed all these countries. And in your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice. I'd like you to take note of that. Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandment, my statutes, and my laws. Verse 6, where I'm going to stop now. And Isaac dwelt in Gerar. Now, when God commanded Isaac and said, I am the God of your father. Now, I have a promise to you. Isaac was about taking a decision. He was about making a very sharp decision to change his vocation. He wanted to do something that he feels, because there is a famine here, the next thing I need to do is to make another decision to go to another place. God appeared to him. And God instructed him, see, stay here. Don't go to where you plan to go. Then God began to tell him, you see, your father Abraham, he was obedient when he walked with me. And because of his obedience, you see, I blessed him. And God promised him all the blessings that he already promised his father. But there is one condition: that blessing can only come to pass by the obedience of Isaac. So if his father was obedient, God was speaking to him, you also must be obedient for me to be able to fulfill that which I said I will do through your father. As believers believing God for breakthrough, obedience to God is very important. We must understand that our obedience to God is what qualifies us for the blessings of God. Without obedience, Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 19, Isaiah 1:19, without obedience, we can't be blessed. So every blessing in God through Jesus comes to those who will be obedient. And I'd like you to please listen to me very carefully. After Isaac obeyed God, the Bible says about that man, that man in Genesis chapter 26, the Bible talk about him in verse 13, that the man waxed very great. God will cause everyone to be great here. Amen. The Bible says he went forward you are going to begin to move forward and grew until it became very great. But I'd like to share something with you about Isaac, which you need to know. Isaac did not just experience breakthrough. Isaac experienced unlimited breakthrough. It is obedience that brings breakthrough, but it is extra mile in obedience that brings unlimited breakthrough. Are you listening to me? When you obey, there is breakthrough. But when you go extra mile in obedience, there is unlimited breakthrough. You are going to be seeing that in the life of Isaac very, very soon. I'd like you to take note that there are major four ways that we can activate breakthrough with God. Breakthrough with God is activated by major four keys. Four major keys. Number one, you must know God. If you are going to activate breakthrough, not even unlimited breakthrough now, you must know God. The Bible says, they that know their God, those who know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploit. The first thing I like you to see about Isaac is in Genesis chapter 26 and verse 2. God appeared to him. Divine appearance came because Isaac knows God. He had a relationship with God. God was able to appear to Isaac. He wanted to make a decision, but because of a relationship, Isaac had a knowledge of God. He saw God. God appeared to him and said to him, don't do this that you need to do. Knowing God is what activates breakthrough. If Isaac had not seen God, he would have gone to a wrong place. He would have done a wrong thing, and a wrong thing would have happened to him. Number two, key that activates breakthrough is knowing what God did not want you to do. When you know God, the next lesson we need to quickly learn in the life of people who enjoy breakthrough from God is that they always know what God did not want them to do. When you look at that Genesis 26 and verse 2, God did not just appear to him. He told him what he doesn't want him to do. Don't go to Egypt. I'd like you to understand that every failure is a product. Please take note. Every failure is a product of either doing what God did not want you to do or doing what God wants you to do in a wrong way. There is no failure outside these two. You either doing what God does not want you to do, that is the reason for failure, or you are doing what God asks you to do in a wrong way that he has asked you to do it. So knowing God, knowing what God did not want you to do is very important to breakthrough. Number three that is important to breakthrough is called knowing exactly what God wants you to do. Now, when you know what God is not asking you to do, what he did not want you to do, then you must know what he wants you to do. The life he wants you to live, the choice he wants you to make. The number three thing that happened to Isaac there is this. God told him in Genesis 26, 2, I will tell you where to stay. And when you look at verse 3, a word came to Isaac in verse 3, sojourn in this land and I will bless thee. In other words, God told Isaac exactly what to do. After this breakthrough with Jesus, my God will begin to tell you what to do. You will begin to know what God wants you to do. You will know what God does not want you to do. And God will be appearing to you in the name of Jesus. Number four, very important. To those who activate breakthrough, they do exactly what he tells them to do. If we are going to enjoy breakthrough with God, we must learn to do the same thing God tells us to do. We must do what the word of God is saying that we should do, not what we feel like doing. People fail because they follow feelings.
They follow flesh ideas. They don't follow what God wants them to do.
Are you listening to me? When you read that Genesis 26 verse 5, God told Isaac, Abraham obeyed me. When I tell Abraham and said, stay here, Abraham will stay. When I tell Abraham, do this, Abraham will do this. That was the key to the blessing of Abraham. And the Bible says in verse 6, and Isaac settled down in Gerar. He settled down in the land of obedience. He stayed where God asked him to stay. He didn't go to a nearby town. Do you know? Anything that is close to obedience is not obedience. Anything that looks like obedience is not obedience. Obedience is obedience. So Isaac stayed exactly where God wants him to stay. Many of us, many people are failing today. You know why? They are doing what is close to obedience, but it is not obedience. They are doing what looks like obedience, but it is not obedience. Lift your right hand unto God. This word is very important before you pray. May the spirit of perfect obedience rest upon every one of us this afternoon. In the name of Jesus. But there is one major key to unlimited breakthrough, because I want you to pray now. There is one major key. It's called extra mile in obedience. How did Isaac go extra mile in obedience? Number one, in his land of obedience, Isaac cultivated that land. Genesis chapter 26, verse 12 to 14. Genesis 26, 12 to 14. He did not sit in the land of obedience. He cultivated the land. He engaged the land. When God asks you to do something, or he takes you to a place or to a business, don't just stay there and say, God has promised he's going to do this. Begin to engage your land of obedience. It is when you engage or cultivate your land of obedience that result will come. That same year, Isaac got a full result. He didn't sit in the land of obedience. Some people are suffering today because they don't do anything, they just obey God. Isaac went further. He cultivated his land of obedience. I don't have the time to explain further to you, but the Bible says Isaac sowed in that year in the midst of famine, and he reaped. It was difficult, but he reaped. You will be blessed in the name of Jesus. In the land of your obedience, as you engage and cultivate that land by faith, my God will give you full blessing. Number two, Isaac reopened the channels of his blessings that were blocked by the enemies. He reopened the channels of his blessings. What are the channels of blessings? In that period, there was famine. Isaac needed to do irrigation. He was digging wells. They started covering it. These were wells that Abraham, his father, dug, and they covered all. So the enemy came and they covered. And this is the prayer I'm going to be praying in the next 5 minutes. As they cover, Isaac knew, I am now in the land of obedience. Everything that the enemy has covered, I want to reopen them. It is time. You see, when you are in the land of obedience, you become audacious. You reverse the irreversible. You turn around tables. Everything the enemy thought they have concluded, you will say no more. It is time to reopen them. As you rise to your feet this hour to pray, I'd like you to know that two things are important to those who go extra mile in obedience. They always cultivate their land of obedience. And number two, they always reopen all the cases that the enemies have closed. All their channels of blessing, they will return and say, no more. God has promised me this, and God must give it to me. I don't have the time to explain further, but do you know that at a time, all the people of the nation, they came to Isaac and they told Isaac, you alone, you are mightier than the entire nation. Leave us alone. The Bible says they began to envy him. One man became so great just because he was able to go extra mile in obeying God. Whatever God asks you to do, do it, but go extra mile in doing it. That's the key to unlimited breakthroughs. Shall we rise up and lift our two hands unto heaven? I want you to lift your voice unto God. Say, Father. Say, Father. I receive the grace. I receive the grace. I receive the grace to obey you at all times and to go extra mile in my obedience, in whatever I do, and in my walk with you. Open your mouth and pray that prayer with the whole of your heart.